Welcome to episode 10 of Part-Time Alcoholics, because we be out here 10 episodes deep. I did promise a model and some champagne.
And a whole stripper and some grapes and some champagne. And
you promised me
what's
going to be here.
Let's think about it this way. We are beautiful. We are the models. Let's take this power away from women, because they think they're the only ones who get to be bad bitches.
Nice.
We are the bad bitches. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm on board.
As per usual, you are joined by Uncle Yos, aka your mom's boyfriend, and
Pow. DIY Daddy. Shemaine Dupree.
AKA put that Z in that daddy.
Hilarious. And what's my name?
And Baton Pulsar. AKA Candy Spice. AKA I slide down the pole, rip my shirt off, and rub all the baby oil on your face.
You know what it is.
Hey. And do we have a special guest or nah?
We got a special guest.
I feel like we have a special guest, but she may or may not be shy. It's late now.
Sensu Pies.
The sponsor is in the building.
Sensu Pies. Gang, gang.
Shout out to sponsorships.
Shout out to sponsorships for one person. Some of us didn't get these pies. Some of us did not get these pies. I just want that.
Not the sponsor's fault.
Oh. Okay. Ooh, finance. There's mismanagement already, guys. You know you're popping when there's corruption in your thing.
Those pies are warm inside.
If you bake them right.
It's just what I heard. Like it's just warm.
The key is kneading the dough.
Wow.
And the gravy is thick and juicy.
And delicious.
Delicious and nutritious. Hmm?
Anyway, how's the squad doing?
I'm alright, eh? Stressful week, but all good. I feel like that's my every week, but okay.
Yeah, you keep coming here to tell us about your stress.
It's stressful times.
Listen, we can send you for a Thai massage. Quick rub and tug, you'll be good to go.
That might be a thing. Where is this person? Episode 10, where's the Thai model doing these things?
Mr. Producer? Maybe not Thai, but who knows where today takes you in this life? Who knows where today takes you in this life? Anyway, so today, themed episode, because we're idiots. And idiots like themes.
Yes.
And so today's theme is the Americans versus Japanese, Pearl Harbor.
Apparently, that's where the Japanese got the idea from. They watched the movie and they're like,
They watched the movie and
we can redo those guys.
I can actually see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see how.
Wait, those 1940 thing happened.
No.
Let's go with no.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I can see how 1940s Japanese guys
are saying this. I don't understand.
I caught
the mathematics and the statistics.
I caught your layup. I was like,
thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. Cool.
But yes, so as the master of ceremonies for the Pearl Harbor edition, since this was your idea.
This was my idea.
Just bring because I like explain whiskey. Explain it.
It's my favorite episode. It's the whiskey episode. I'm super happy. We have bourbons. Well, one bourbon and one Japanese whiskey. Rice-based, which is interesting.
How do you make rice whiskey?
Because you use like grain in whiskey production. So the grain part of the Japanese whiskey is rice.
Guys, let's be fair. You can make liquor out of anything. If it rots, you can make liquor out of it.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
I'm about to make toenail
whiskey.
It's gonna be fire. I'm gonna tell you, it's artisanal. All the hipsters are gonna love it.
Listen, it's basically sake that they've matured in a barrel and then called it whiskey. Let's just be honest with you. That's what this is. It's called Akashi Red. Surprisingly, this bottle is like $2.99, and then the one above this is $1,400. Guys, you need a middle price point. This makes no sense.
It's kind of like...
You have disgraced my family.
It's kind of like when white women go from dating Chad to dating Olusanjo. and all of a sudden, you go from like
I caught you there.
Not you 100.
Chad, Michael Fellas.
Real quick.
To Hugo Munye with fucking the swing low, swing chariot.
Man's just off Amistad.
He wants us free!
Man still got the chain. Still got the chain on his ankle.
And it was really fucked up.
So, a friend of mine, I shan't mention his name. He's like, yo, I listen to your podcast.
Is he the chair or is he the... He's the...
He's somewhere in between. He's okay. Like... But he was like, yo, I listen to you guys' podcast. Y'all really enjoy talking shit.
Well,
like, I couldn't tell if he was complimenting us or not. He was like, there was like a pause. There was a deep breath. He's like, y'all really enjoy talking shit. I was like, I mean, yes. Yes, I that mean, is the thing. That is.
We specialize in the ridiculous. So, yeah, why not capitalize all that?
If not, why not?
Facts.
So what are we starting with, Malum Shum?
So actually, we didn't start with the chap fuckers. We started with the American... Cats?
So, can we not call them Japanese?
Late now.
It's late now.
Woo, yes. I love Japanese. Anime is awesome.
This whole, guys,
the Americans, the bourbon one. The bourbon is Gentleman Jack. Fancy bottle. And it's one of my favorites, actually. One of my favorite bourbons, Gentleman Jack. Easy. Good to go to if Jack Daniel's a bit harsh.
How is that bottle fancy?
It's a different shape. It's not your regular. A lot of our bottles of alcohol follow the same sort of shape. This is more squarish, more broad. It looks almost like a medicine bottle per se back in the day. Than your normal, boring round situations.
Hit us with the So DIY Zeddy found an app.
Oh, yeah.
And this app tells them all about the whiskeys, including the flavor notes. So, what are the Gentleman Jack flavor notes? Because in my mind, I genuinely believe that there is nothing that comes out of an app.
Describe a flavor note. Like,
so it's basically a fancy way. It's kind of a marketing way of trying to tell you what you should smell.
Oh, so like they prime you.
Yeah, but that is exactly it. You know, like, remember the other day we were talking about the thing where you leave the coat hanger in the front of the house so that when she leaves the coat hanger on the thing, then people are primed to take clothes off.
Yes.
Yeah. It's priming to be like, oh, I smell a banana.
Like, if you tell me to smell cinnamon, like, I can cognitively.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like food pairings on bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is rated out of 5 at a 3.5. I kind of agree with him on that rating because I do like Gentleman Jack. So there's three parts. The nose profile. Smell of the shit. It is banana, vanilla, honey, newwood, and caramel. If we're doing American. Caramel. What do you taste?
Which American said caramel? What is
Americans
a caramel?
Americans say caramel.
You know,
man,
when you said caramel, I was like, what the fuck?
Guys, Americans say caramel instead of caramel.
Are we an American? Yeah,
I've got family. They say caramel.
Do they just pronounce things weirdly for Americans?
No, they actually live in California.
It's like the Australian.
I mean, they don't live in Ohio.
All the Australians are drunk. So that's why the Australian accent was born. So it's the same thing with
Australia.
So it's the same thing with American.
I think they spell it differently. They might leave the second A out. I'm not too sure, but they do pronounce it caramel and not caramel.
Do I taste caramel?
Colonel.
There's no caramel. I can see the honey. I can see where that might
taste
come from.
Banana.
Why are you tasting? No. It's the nose of just... You're supposed to be smelling the shit.
Well, the point of the nose
you actually
is that...
It up.
No, the point
actually,
of the nose is that your sense of smell and your sense of taste are linked.
Yeah. Not according to this app.
That app is trying to lie to you. Your sense of smell and your
sense
of taste.
That app is crack cocaine.
The app said you should smell new wood, but in the taste, there's no new wood in the taste. It's
what,
honey.
What is new wood?
It's honey, vanilla,
what
caramel.
Is new wood, my nigga? Okay, like, okay.
Okay,
if
okay
the
fine.
App
whatever.
Knows everything. What is new?
Wood, it's new. Like, if you cut a tree, what are you smelling?
When last did you cut a tree?
Not that long ago, actually.
Who are you?
It's DIY Daddy.
He'd
be doing it for himself.
Why did you ask?
I played myself. Why would I ask DIY Daddy? When last did you cut a tree?
Okay, I don't smell the banana. The banana is the first one and the main one in here. I do not smell banana. I don't even taste banana in the Gentleman Jack. The finish is supposed to be oak and banana. What banana? There's no fucking banana. There's not even bananas
so
in America.
Who is smelling the oak? Let's start there. When you get a table, who is just going around sniffing their oak and then going, you know what? This smells like my whiskey. Like, don't do that, people. Please, please. As a public safety announcement, do not run your nose up the oak table because it's just weird. Someone's gonna walk in your house while you're doing that and you're just gonna look like a pervert. It's actually the only thing that's gonna happen to you.
Oak is such an old thing as well. Who fucking even has oak?
I don't know. I didn't even know what
farmers,
oak smelled like until
farmers
in
Peter Teeth have oak apparently.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Interesting knowledge.
You got a Peter Teeth farmer here?
Yeah.
She also knows
this is a whole herd of pies.
please tell us how to pronounce it properly.
What?
Potstool.
Potstool.
Not like that.
Anyway. Better than normal Jack Daniels. Spend the extra $50. It's worth it.
Is it an extra $50?
I think so. Yeah. It's
okay.
It's around about extra $50. It is worth the extra $50. It's a lot smoother than a normal Jack Daniels.
Compared to the honey.
Jack Daniels honey is trash, bruh. Who the fuck's buying that shit?
I don't know. They're selling it, apparently.
Yeah,
it's still in shops.
Jack Daniels has enough money to do stupid things, and that's what they're doing. It's like Johnny Walker and that White Walker whiskey. It's literally the most expensive Johnny Black.
So,
it makes no sense.
Fun point before we get on to actual topics. We were at Kwamaimai the other day. If you don't know Kwamaimai, go to town. You'll figure it out. But it's basically, it's a taxi rank. Like taxi rank / Chisanyama / where you can buy
Mutton. Near Park Station?
No.
Is it not that one?
It's near Mabonane.
Oh, okay.
But you can buy Mutton. You can buy all the Zulu things you need, you can buy there.
Is this where you got the shits?
Actually, yes. Actually,
Context.
Because I think what had happened was, because I hadn't been there in a while, my stomach had gotten lazy.
Oh, your stomach was bougie.
My stomach was...
Oh,
it was like,
your stomach was all sad.
And then, because the food was delicious, the next day, I may have had one or two problems. Maybe the next few days.
Bubble guts.
But anyway, still delicious. Absolutely go there. It's also
delicious. Oh, was that the plug? And I'm busy nagging your whole operation.
Oh my god.
No, listen.
If you need to clear out your system and lose some weight, go to the plug.
Actually. But, so we're chilling.
If you need to go on that tapeworm diet.
Yeah. Just for one night, fam. You need to put into that wedding dress from Chaoya the night before.
Get
next
it.
Morning, you are fresh for that dress.
Get it done.
Fuck Special K. Drop the dress size eating meat.
Can I also just say this podcast is wild as shit. So, we get there, chilling, eating meat, and drinking quartz. You know, the way life should be. Mm. See these dudes pull up in, you know, the Taz, but the Taz from back in the day, the one that has lights underneath it.
The Conquest.
Yeah. Drop suspension.
The Conquest.
Drop suspension. Mm. Like, dudes still living in the late 90s.
He's still listening to Babagan Norms.
Mans jumps out the whip with the White Walker. Johnny Walker. Mm. Now, this is going to sound bougie as shit. So we look and we're like, you know what's interesting, man? I would never have picked that guy to be the person with the White Walker.
Oh,
right?
Oh,
because
okay.
it's Game of Thrones themed. Mm. AIDS. So, I mean, to be honest, I may be wrong, but I do not believe that that person was the person Game of Thrones was marketed to. But I saw it because comes out with the White Walker bottle, goes to the host, the host is like, White Walker! It survived. All of a sudden, he's winning. It doesn't even matter if he knows who the fuck Cersei is. It survived. Maybe he does know who Cersei is. I'm not saying he doesn't. But all I'm saying is, guys, sometimes all you need to do is wrap some white around the Johnny Walker Black, and all of a sudden,
hey, that's new what marketing scheme. It's the Slay Queen brand. Maybe that's part of that Slay Queen vibes. That's just what it is. You're impressing people with nonsense alcohol just because of the brand.
So, okay, to get into this, before Slay Queens come and murder us. Part of the fun of this episode is, since it's themed, right? I'm going to talk about drugs. Specifically drugs in wars, right? Because we have Pearl Harbor, so the Germans are dive bombing the things. I discovered this the other day.
The Japs, apparently, what Germans? The Japs are dive bombing. They're the kamikaze fuckers.
Can we stop saying Japs? Can we stop saying Japs?
Okay, the Japanese.
We have to say Japs.
Kamikaze pilots.
We are five to Penny Sparrow right now.
Yo, Penny Sparrow died, eh?
Yes.
No, I want to be proud at that funeral.
And like literally just her daughter did. Well, oh. No, actually, not even a dude, probably just like her racist friend that she.
You went to whose funeral? Tell them about the funeral.
Oh, I went to Mark Bachelor's funeral. That was exciting. No, it actually wasn't exciting. It was much less exciting than I wanted it to be. But there was a dude who. Fuck, I wrote his name in an article, so it's fine. John Cotton, who is apparently a private eye.
Oh,
and was, and I want to stress this, please John, don't find me. I want to stress this. Allegedly took Mark's phone from the scene, and the cops found him with the phone, but he had wiped it. Allegedly. Again, allegedly.
Which means it's true.
Because the cops released him without charge. And again, I feel like I have to say this because I really don't want to get murdered. And so he's innocent. But his face is the guiltiest looking thing I've ever seen.
If you're going to be a criminal situation, fam, why are you tattooing your face? You're just asking for traumas.
And not like tattoos that are look different. Like not like I have one tattoo here and one tattoo. It was a series of tattoos that all linked into each other to look as intimidating as possible, and you know it worked. He looked back in my direction, and my sphincter closed, and you could hear it go. Like, that was the shutting noise.
Did he say to you, my face on your face?
If he did, I would have ran from Midrand back to the office. Like, I'd be like, nope. I am no longer interested in the story. Yeah. I'm out.
Also,
guys, peace out.
How are you getting invited to funerals? Of
Sometimes people,
you are no capacity.
Sometimes people are like, please, can you do a color story? And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but
color me dead. What?
This dude, like, also this dude was a soccer player. He had a Liverpool thing up there. He never played for Liverpool in his life.
But he was a fan, so apparently that's why.
I'm still trying to understand what you're doing at this point.
You wrote the story.
I think I would be much more comfortable speaking about this off air.
I agree.
Because at some point I'm going to say some shit, and then John Cotton's going to come murder me, and I'm not going to be happy about that.
Can I hashtag him when he posts this? John Cotton when he posts
this. I swear to God, I'm going to tell him to find you. Like, I'm a snitch on you in that moment. I'm going to be like, there, I'm going to point with five fingers. With five fingers. Like, I know that's not a person I feel like.
How did we get here? Like, what were we talking about?
We're talking about funerals.
We're trying to talk about drugs.
We're talking about Penny Sparrow.
We're trying to talk about drugs.
And Japanese kamikaze.
Yo, guys.
Japanese kamikaze pilots.
But actually, all I wanted to say is the Germans. Actually, myth, myth, crystal myth, mm. the way we know it, that shit was developed in World War II. Like, everyone thought, like, everyone was just fighting bravely and being cool. Nope, it was drugs. And I can see it. Because think about it, who wants to go run at a gun?
Dude, wasn't this the age or the era where doctors were administering heroin?
And the cocaine was a normal thing. Mm. Yeah, it was part of it. And that whole rumor that, oh, it was inside Coca-Cola, it's actually true.
Mm. Yeah, so no, they were like...
The 20s were wild.
This fact, like... Oh, speaking of which, so my sisters... Just to highlight how crazy, not even the 20s, even by the 70s, my sister's doing her honors thesis on, it's a long topic, but basically how parents shouldn't surgically assign the sex of their child if they're like intersex or, you know, if they're
in betweens.
If their displayed gender's like kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
Right? And so she told me the story about this doctor called Dr. J. Money. Problem A.
Yeah.
Real life doctor. Dr. John Money.
It's not his real name.
No, Dr. John Money. Google him. I Googled him. Wild. So his whole thing was children don't have an idea of sex or whatever. So if you pick one, they'll never know. If you pick one and raise them like that, they'll never know. And so he had this one patient who was like intersex or somewhere around there, presented her external genitalia or his. I'm going to have to get Funue to come explain this, but her external genitalia I'm going with kind of presents as like male with microphallus.
Mm.
And they were like, listen, close her shit up, just raise her as a man, and then she can get married and she'll be happy. Or he can get married and he'll be happy.
Mm.
Whole thing happens. This kid is depressed. And at age 12 says, if I have to go through one more hormone therapy thing. Because now they're obviously pumping through. If I have to go through one more hormone therapy thing, I'm killing myself. And the parents are like, oh, okay. It's probably a good time to tell you that. So, we've been raising you as a boy? It might not be that way. And she's like... All the shit makes sense now.
But
like,
would that person being raised as male be as happy? Or wouldn't that person also be depressed having a microphallus if they left it alone?
So here's the thing. Yes. Not yes, they would be as depressed, but or rather let me say no. Because the problem wasn't, it's not so much your genitals, it's that for reasons I probably don't understand, and I'm not the one writing this thesis, so, and Funue has been asking to be on this podcast so we can have her explain this. But for reasons of your gender, blah, 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 but she never felt right.
Mm.
She never felt right. She never felt like it was okay. And the reason is when you take it back, actually, they assigned her wrong. Or they assigned, or they made that choice for her, or blah, blah, blah. But it was, for me, it was an interesting thing, and it tied back into this other thing, talking about, like, the 70s of medicine. I was reading this book called The Psychopath Test, or something like that. But basically, in the 70s, because, like, ain't nobody knew what the fuck LSD did, this one dude was, like, studying sociopaths and psychopaths. He brought a whole lot of batshit crazy people into a room, including one lady who literally was smearing shit on the walls, put them in a room for a month, including himself, which is also something I don't know how he got past the Medicine's Control Council, but anyway, including himself, and they took LSD together for a month as like a therapeutic
Who ate thing. Whose face?
Fam, it all went tits
up. Well, obviously, that's like, oh, let's all jump in this room that's on fire, unless you can't get burnt.
Everyone lost their shit. Except, surprisingly, for the lady who was smearing shit on the walls, she went on to become a famous artist. I'm not joking.
Was she famous because of shit paint? Was she painting with her shit, though?
Like, no, she wasn't doing that, but she, like, at some point pulled herself out, pulled herself together and made like a fantastic career selling art. Everybody else sort of just regressed into like this insane, I wanna like they literally just couldn't
find. But that's just still painted shit.
I don't know. I didn't follow. This is not a show about facts, fam.
Okay.
I know. I'm just curious. I have some facts. I didn't follow
what up. Is, what is like shit painting or shit writing on the wall just seem like a thing that crazy people do? How did that become a thing?
Because if there's a crazy thing you're going to do, playing with your shit is high on that list. It's high on that list.
Also, you don't have much of a palate.
Would you touch your shit?
Well, in some cases, we just
playing with our. Would you ever touch your shit?
No.
Round the room? This face being pulled. There's a face being pulled. which is exactly why shit throwing is weird. Because, like, ain't nobody trying to touch their shit, fam.
This is true.
But yes. The World War II drugs thing made me think of...
Sorry,
Uncle Benton, yes?
Sorry, before we get into that, I've got a question that we can go around the room. What would you rather do? If you were in that kid's position and your kid has a choice, says, okay, we either got to change your sexual orientation for you, we make the choice, and we got to choose you to be female, but you're going to end up being depressed for the rest of your life. Or you're going to live your life as a male, but you're going to have a micropenis. What's your choice?
Give me the micropenis.
Give you the micropenis.
Fam, that kid wanted to commit suicide at 12. I don't even know what to do with my micropenis at 12. Like, give me the micropenis. Like, let me make that decision for myself rather than you choose for me and then... Because part of the other problem is that you're also creating a whole bunch of super toxic mental issues that I then also have to deal with and that are not just going to affect me, but they're going to affect you and everybody else.
But we do know from the South Park episode that micropenises cause anger.
Let's also not use South Park as a benchmark for any kind of anger issues.
All the angry people have micropenises. Like, we say Hitler had a micropenis. That's another topic.
I mean, yes, Hitler probably had a micropenis, but
look what he did.
Even if Hitler had a big old cock, like maybe Stalin had a big old cock, still a psychopath. And it's because apparently they used to beat the shit out of him when he was a baby.
Well, that's another
situation. So I'm saying let the person make their own choice. Like it is a kind of, I think you are asking for more trouble than it's worth to just actually let them deal with their own micropenis, then I now have like wild, crazy, unknown rage because I don't know where all of these feelings come from.
Mm.
And now I'm trying to stab you and stab Center Pies because they don't give me my pies. And like, you know? So rather just let people be.
I'm saying either side could happen. You could be an angry person if you have a micropenis. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could be just as depressed and angry.
You could, but then it's only your micropenis' fault.
Or and it's no only way, your and fault. Not your parents' fault.
Yeah, it's not.
So you can't blame.
Yeah, I'm saying you're taking the decision-making power out of that person's hands. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And their ability to control their own lives.
Cool.
Also, in this day and age, I think you can also do a lot more extensive tests.
Yes.
Regarding testosterone levels and estrogen levels.
Actually,
so you would know more of what that kid would, I suppose, grow up to be. Of course, not make the decision for them.
You can also see with the somatic cells, so you can like on a chromosome level.
Yeah,
but it's not only X and Y. There's many classifications to what gender you're leaning towards. But then, as you said, you just gotta let the process work itself out. So.
And then also, like, just the type of life I think that the child is going to be brought up in, the way they're going to, like, that other people are going to perceive this person as either now a boy or a girl. But then, later on, they get to choose. I mean, if you feel like a girl inside, and you got a penis, just go get
what
it.
What if you look like the whole Dwayne Johnson,
but you feel like a girl? Then you can be a lesbian.
They were like, whoa.
You don't have to be.
Like, no one has to be lesbian.
Like, it's.
No, that's like, hey.
Dwayne Johnson, you have to be lesbian.
Or like, if you have, what is that thing called? What did I tell you the oversized clitoris is called again?
Oh, fuck.
Something maglophily. Clitorophily.
Clementine.
Oh, my God. But it's like when you have like, so part of the thing was like, because some people would have like overgrown clitorises, like be the size of a pinky.
Yes. Okay, obviously.
Yes, that's why I asked this, because I know you have experience.
Okay, so I used to work in theater. I have
seen medical theater, not
Not Romeo and Juliet.
Look at my Clementine.
Behold
my Clementine.
Behold my shrubbery.
Yeah.
No, not that type of theater.
No, not that type of theater. Medical theater. Yeah, so I have seen, not often, but where we would do a procedure called a labioplasty.
But that's for the labia, it's not for the clitoris, is it?
Yeah, but she's telling you what she sees. Because she sees them all vagin.
Yes, you've seen a clitoris that's bigger than normal. But I haven't seen something that's abnormally huge that like gets in the way. But your labia gets in the way. More often than your clitoris will get in the way. Because of situation.
Isn't
and
that so...
What?
Like, labioplastying.
Yeah,
like, cutting someone else's...
Design
of
vagina.
Vagina's bits off.
It must be sore for them. I don't know. I don't get it done myself. But
oh do you put vajazzle on it? Do you put jewelry on it?
You could, but we didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. I
suppose what a shame.
Yeah, it would be nice.
A little pimp my vag edition.
If you are going out to pimp your vag, that's some big dick energy stuff. Right
there. Isn't it like in Chelsea...
They were like vajazzling.
Yeah,
the
they were putting like
other.
Jewels on their vagin. Yeah.
Speaking
okay.
of actually, this might be a good point to do, because we started Never Have I Ever, and I would like to continue it. We didn't post it, but it's fine because we still have to talk to our listeners about the Never Have I Evers. Like, don't ask us if you have had a threesome. Like, it is cool, but it's also like we want the wild stuff.
Yeah.
So let's go around the room. Never Have I Ever. Okay,
oh,
I will start. I will start. Never have I ever been pegged.
What do you mean pegged?
I mean pegged.
You
know what pegging is.
I don't.
Pegging is when a lady puts a strap on.
Okay.
Applies some lube to it and rams that strap on in said male customer's bottom.
Into the anus, and even the popo comes out, huh?
Even though I want to take a sip, I've never been pegged. I'm just taking
no,
the lump dust.
Then you're not supposed to take
I know, but you asked in a time where I want to take a sip. Like, you asked just before I want to take a sip.
Okay.
Because it was the next question before I take my sip. That's
okay.
My throat will go dry.
Okay, let me start it with the thing I have done that I'm not sure anyone else has done. Never have I ever... had sex at a sex club.
Oh, no. I'm not supposed to drink.
You drink if you have, right?
Yeah.
Mm. You're the only one, bro.
How am I the only... Guys, who are you?
No, who are you? You! Fam.
Where?
We went to the whiskey show last week. And we're like, okay, let's go to Barber afterwards. You're like, no, let's go to Weinberg. Why?
Fetish haven.
A whole sex dungeon.
I mean,
in an industrial area.
And there's machines,
factories, and like metal shavings.
Let's also not pretend like you haven't said, maybe I want to go to a sex club. You have said that more than once.
Listen,
so was I not just being wish fulfillment?
No.
Was I not being Oprah?
No, like,
was I not saying,
you get a wish. Yes.
Everybody gets
Here's the crux of it. You
I haven't got an email about that shit. They said you guys didn't pitch. And I was like, I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean you got an email? Did you pre-book for all of us? What the fuck did you do?
I'm pre-booked, but
how
I said...
Why are they sending you emails?
I said we might pull through. And then they were like, hey, okay, cool.
You're preempting so many things.
Listen.
Yeah, especially to dungeons, sex dungeons. Like,
no, sex dungeons.
No wonder
you
get
definitely give your email address out to because there's some shit pops off. some shit pops off.
They were excited because you guys were the sacrifice.
Hey,
fam, listen. Then I just postponed the whole ceremony. Postponed.
Now they can't conjure up the Dark Lord.
Now the Antichrist must wait another week. That's gonna happen. Oh my word.
Can I ask a question about the sex club?
Fire away.
I'm the most innocent person. You guys will ever meet.
Lies from the devil.
Lies.
True. Not from what I've heard. Not from what I've heard.
Not
what literally
I've
heard.
Literally heard the cry.
The cross on this room has shivered and shook and been like, ha 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 ha.
But yes, question.
Ask a question.
Do they provide the person that you have sex with at the sex club, or do you take people and you can do what you want there with?
They don't provide a person, but you can take a person. Everything is consensual. So if you don't want to do anything, if you just want to watch, you can watch. If you don't want to partake, you don't have to partake.
This is not an after school program where they give you a counselor or like
they, and a timetable.
They assign you to someone.
Read this textbook.
Go into that room.
Lunch is at 12.
But yes, so if you want to participate, participation is in front of you. And then you can enter and see. And it's really all about your level of comfort. So at a point where you, let's say you just want to suck a dick, you can suck a dick and then roll out.
So I was listening to this podcast. It's called Unexpected Fluids.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And one of the hosts, I think her name is Alex. She went to a sex party and they have this cool idea where they have different colored cups, and your different colored cup like highlights your level of engagement. So if you're blue, then you're just a voyeur. If you're green, you're a newbie. If you're pink, you're down for anything. If you're red, you just want to give blowies. Or if you're this or that. So like, or if you're like yellow, you're a couple who's looking to find a new person. And literally, you literally just engage with people on that level. Like, I heard, like, in the podcast, it's, like, mad respectful. It's, like, just because you're a blue label doesn't mean you only talk to blues. You can talk to a green, a pink, but you know what they're interested in. So you know what each color means.
I saw that at a house party in Betterview once.
And you didn't take a sip. You've been to a sex club.
Listen, there's no dungeons and it was just a house party. And
why? Okay, here's the problem. Why are you obsessed with the idea of dungeons?
Because that's what's in Weinberg. It's a dungeon, fam.
No, there are dungeon rooms.
Well,
like, so this is the whole.
I feel like you're not presenting a strong argument.
No.
Continue.
No.
It's not a dungeon. Yes, it might have dungeons.
Yes.
But it's not a dungeon.
No, but that's exactly it. It has a dungeon if you're about that life. If you're just about to, like, I want to fucking assume
you. Did you not tell me that they locked the gates at 10 and you can't leave until they open the gates?
They said.
That to me is either a prison. What's another name for a prison? A dungeon.
They said doors close at 10. And I imagine what they mean by that is after 10, you can't come in because we trying to fuck now.
So, did they pronounce it dungeon? It's not a dungeon.
Listen. All I know is that I imagine something very similar to when I went. Oh, wait, just a little bit because I want to taste the actual thing. Oh, sorry, we re-upping. So I imagine it was something very similar to when I last went to a sex club, and so just with extra dungeons, and it's like you can go to the dungeon. In the same way that you could go to the pool, or you could not go to the pool, or you could go to the dark room. And if you walk into the dark room, you just know you better be up for some shit. And then, if you don't walk in. It's kind of that easy. It's kind of that easy. Guys, it's actually kind of that easy. If you want to stay upstairs and not do things, like, because, okay, so the only reason... Oh, okay. The only reason one of us didn't drink was because I very specifically stated the way this was. and I won't say anything more without snitching. But the point is, it's accommodating in the sense that, like, if you don't want to do anything, you don't have to do anything. Like, nothing needs to happen.
I'm sorry, I could never go to a sex club or dungeon or whatever the case may be, because I can't feel that kind of way in a room where some other dude has his dick out. I'm sorry, it's just a thing. It's a mental thing. I don't care how hot the girl is, or if there's a open penis within the vicinity.
So if Jayla's trying to fuck,
right now, I got my dick out.
Here we go. If Jayla's trying to fuck, my dick is out too. I just get free reign. That's what you say. You're saying,
I mean, this hypothetical says, that's never gonna happen. Okay.
No, yes, this is a hypothetical that will never happen.
Says, true.
Then here is Jello. I don't think so.
My dick is out.
Unless I'm like,
and she says,
like,
please
super
come
drunk.
Join us. And you're like, unless nah, I'm super there's drunk. Another dick out.
Unless I'm super drunk, highly unlikely.
I fam, listen, I can't help you there. Yeah. Now, whipping you out.
Like, I don't know.
So, like, Ace Ventura, I'll be like, oh, righty then.
Even the porn I might search for, whatever, 99.9% of it has to be dickless.
One day we're going to get into your porn habits because I'm concerned about you.
Yeah. You can't be concerned. Like, I'm definitely concerned. That wild.
I'm concerned about you and your porn watching habits. I really am.
You make it sound like I watch. You saying it's because I don't watch enough.
Yes.
I don't even know.
Part
the names
of it is
of
that
people.
I don't know that you watch enough porn.
You see?
Because how... Fam... 90% of porn has dick in it.
like I have to
all the pornography has dicks in it.
I search specifically for like solo things.
Fam. Aren't those boring?
No, actually not. I don't think so.
I don't think you've lived a life yet. You haven't lived a life yet, fam.
I'm sorry.
Wait till you find those wild ass BDSM videos that make you feel awkward inside.
There's only one penis.
You haven't seen like a double dick.
There's only one penis.
You haven't seen the triple vag?
No, there's only one penis that I enjoy seeing, and that's my own. Thank you very much.
I don't actually enjoy seeing my own penis. Well, I don't mind. I don't have feelings about seeing my own penis, but it's not something I enjoy. Like, I don't mind it. I just, like, I'm never like, oh yeah, this is my dick.
Nah, that's another thing.
There you go. The quiz is, have you ever looked at your dick like, this is my dick? There you go. Sponsor, what's your never ever ever?
Let's see. Never have I ever sent a complete nude.
What?
Like, I have never been butt naked in any picture. Not for myself, not for nobody else.
I feel like this was just made to, like, spite me.
Shit. Okay, all of us except sponsor is drinking.
Asshole and all.
Yo. Fam, yeah.
Cheeks out. Suns out, cheeks out.
Kiss me.
No suns out, no guns out. Yeah.
Why?
I'm terrified of the internet and of.
That's not a bad fear to have, to be honest with you. You're a smart one.
It's scary as fuck, even if it's on my phone.
Yeah,
don't put your face in it.
You know, like.
I mean, I do understand. I'm just saying, don't put your face in it.
No, even the ones that I have clothes in, or like just underwear, lingerie, whatever.
You putting your face in yours.
Mm. Yeah, but that's because I don't give a fuck.
You put more than your face, fam. You put your ID number even.
Think about it.
Even
the power of nudes. The power of nudes is in shame.
Mm.
It only works because the person whose photos you share is like, oh my god, someone sees me naked. If I'm like, hey bitch, you saw me naked.
And you know why I believe you? Because of that nude
you sent
to the
nude,
rugby group.
A nude collection, apparently. Too.
By
a bunch of fellas.
Yeah.
Just cheating.
By mistake.
Actual squad.
By mistake.
We still, that's still
I,
Voldemort
debate,
was
right?
supposed
I
to get
know
that
you.
Like you,
like your GP knows you, and then the rest of that rugby crew, we know you very intimately.
I mean, I'm just saying, you see what work I be putting.
I know
right.
your work.
I'm not just sending lazy nudes.
No, dude, you did get the angles.
Now I know why you have a selfie stick.
Yeah, fam. Yeah, fam, you gotta get that. Drake said you gotta get the angles with your phone out.
It was traumatizing, but I mean.
That's fine. Voldemort still got those nudes. She liked them.
Okay.
Shout out to this. Like, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, for real though, if you stop saying, oh my God, what if everyone sees me naked? Because really, what is nudity? Your body.
True.
So?
So yeah, it's a power you give to it. It's a power.
Why are we scared like, that someone is going to see our body and then...
I'm also like, what if I'm sending it to this person and then things like don't also, end like or whatever and then... Now also they exposing you to other people. Also,
what I'm saying is expose me, what's going to happen?
If you're still building your career and you know that people check your socials and people check your name on the net when you're building a career, you go for an interview, somebody searches your name and what comes up? Your nudes. There's a highly unlikely chance you're going to get that job.
2019. If people discriminate on you about your nudes.
Yes.
If people say, reason we cannot hire you is because of, it's not because of your competence.
They're not
going to
say
you
that,
naked. Fine, they don't have to. But all I'm saying is that it, for me, that means there's the problem, not you.
But you're not going to get the job and therefore you're not going to get that check.
Fam, we live in a world where you can make and produce a podcast and put it up on all the platforms with or without. And we're basically, the world we live in now is about your actual capabilities and not about the way you present.
To certain people, yes. But unfortunately, there's some old bucks who still hold the decision power.
Fuck them!
You say that, but they're the person signing off on your check, fam.
Like, for real... I mean, yes, I do hear what you're saying. And people have said that before. But the point is, until you say fuck them, they still have that power. Until you say... And as long as we're like, oh my God, what is the boss? What is that old dude? Oh... We're always going to be in that position where they're going to lord it over you. Oh, I've seen your
titties.
What's
paying the bills?
The point I'm making is that until you say, I am here to do a job. And I do that job. Now, whether you know what my nipples look like is irrelevant to how I do that job.
That's
now,
okay.
And okay, for instance, and these stories have come up often enough where it's people will not give people jobs because of their news or they'll fire them for that. And you know what happens? You get the PR, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, that backlash comes and it eats you and you end up getting fired because you are now the bigot. So my point is, you can tell if someone is not giving you a job because of your nudes. And then you can say, this person's not giving me a job because of my nudes. And do you know what? They're in the heat now, and you are like, "All right, cool."
Fam,
but just be comfortable with you.
You're very idealistic in that situation. You're gonna fetch that reputation.
Yes, as a person with nudes.
Yes. No. I'm saying no. And you're gonna fetch that corporate reputation. You're gonna apply for the job. The guys are gonna get your job. You're gonna get a stipend back or whatever the case may be as compensation. You're not gonna fetch a job anywhere else because everybody knows now. Oh shit. This is the person, dude. This is the troublemaker. Now we can't hire this person.
So then start your own shit.
It's easier said than done, fam.
I'm not saying it's easily done. We are literally in the process of doing.
Yeah, no.
So I'm not saying it's easily done. I'm just saying that at some point in time, it's like getting tattoos. Remember how back in the day everyone was like, "Oh my God, you know, if you get a tattoo, oh my God, you're a criminal." Now look, everybody has motherfuckers have neck tattoos and corporate jobs. Like, this is gonna sound corny as shit. You have to be the change you want to see in the world.
I get you, but I'm saying that unfortunately corporate life, especially in South Africa, is not there yet. It's corporate life right now. By the time it changes, are you gonna wait until it changes before you fetch the check you deserve?
If you are looking for someone to pay you the check you deserve, then you've already lost.
You shouldn't be waiting for it. You must go get it. But you might not have an opportunity. If I had nudes out, I might not hold the position I hold now where I am. Let me lie to you.
Half the shit you have said on these podcasts, you may not hold the position you have now. Like,
I'm saying like coming up. Like coming up, yes, I was coming up.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm
saying... Now I'm kind of chill, so I give a fuck.
This works as a great example. nudes and chats are the same thing in a sense. Because if you say some
outlandish... Now I can have nudes out.
No, like because if you say some outlandish shit, people might not hire you, right? But you always like, let me say the thing I want to say because that's how I say it and that's me, right?
Yep.
Same thing with nudes.
But you see, I'm not like building my... I have my career now. I'm not building up to it.
Except you kind of still
building up to it. Building up to it.
Are you not... Have you stopped building your career?
No. That is now organic. I'm not forcing it. The building is now organic.
If Twitter jumped on you tomorrow about
jazz. Nah, like my work career.
No. Let's no.
Black Twitter will end your career.
Let's that's what I'm saying. Let's have this out. If it becomes a big actual social media thing, where like it's loud.
No,
obviously. What happened with that girl where she left South Africa? She and tweeted something. By the time she landed, she didn't even have a job, bro.
No, that's because of racist, like really racist things.
He's talking about
Japs. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because someone would look at Japs and say that is very race orientated.
Well, we don't have many Japanese.
No, I'm not.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing because at some point in time, someone might be like, ooh. We all know that the old white people who run these companies are scared of everything that they don't understand, which includes social media. So if enough noise gets made about it, they're going to call you into the office and be like, what? Actually, what do we do here? That is no different to nudes.
This is the thing. So why, like, this is you actually making my point. Why do you need that smoke with nudes? You're saying nudes shouldn't be a thing. Yeah, you're actually right. Nudes shouldn't be a thing. But that's not the way it is right now.
We've diverged because what I'm saying is, in the same way you are owning your shit, own your nudes. It's nudes. What do you want me to say, my nigga? Do I not do my job?
I'm saying I'm in a
privileged position. Tell me if I don't do my job. If I don't do my job, sag me. If I do my job, fuck you.
Not many people can say that. Like.
No, not many people can say that, and it's also because a lot of the people who are currently giving out jobs are the same old ass motherfuckers.
This is true.
Who ate all the money to begin with.
This is true. And are still eating the money.
And so, you have to break the system. The system is not going to help you. It's built to support itself. You have to go in there, put a spoke in the wheel, and be like, "All right, cool, fam. What are we doing? Are we trying to build a new wheel? Let's build this oval ass motherfucker. See how that shit runs."
Guys, we need to bring in this drug thing quick and fast. Otherwise,
fuck the drug thing. We've long since left.
Never Have I Ever has.
Fuck cohesion, because cohesion has not worked in this podcast. Like just having a cohesive podcast where
promise me models. I don't see models.
Yeah, no. So, oh my god.
Peace out, A-Town side
down. Interesting fact. Akashi. Wars and drugs and everything. It's all about the money. Dude, we had a conversation like, how would you like the world to end?
When you say we, who's we?
Me and you, we had a conversation.
We're
watching a zombie movie. Like, how would you like the world to end? And
Oh my god. Yeah?
And you killed it now. Never mind.
Doesn't matter. Akashi, what are we thinking?
Oh, I haven't even tell us about it. Okay, let's go to the app.
On the spot.
Let's go to the app. Yeah. So apparently the nose is number one, nail varnish remover, honey, and for some reason something called perfumed.
Perfumed.
That's it. And it's
so these noses, right? It's from people who then say about the thing, right? Like it's from civilians.
Well, I assume so.
Because yes, I don't imagine the marketing people are going perfumed.
No.
Or saying nail my shit tastes like nail varnish.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's a community. It's everybody is saying nail varnish and perfumed.
Do you guys know nail varnish?
I don't smell anything.
A little bit. Do you know what nail varnish smells like?
Yeah.
That's actually weird. It's got a very light, like
it's light. It's not. I don't think it says what it says. Yeah.
Oh, like, we're about to fall back into the Courvoisier problem.
Yeah. Maybe. We need to taste it because it might hit us with a hay club situation. The taste should be honey and solvent.
The fact that
solvent? Fine.
I think I might have too much ice in this. Either too much ice in this or I think I've seen what happens here.
To be honest with you, I taste exactly what they're fucking saying.
Because they primed you.
It might be a situation, but when it comes, it's they're saying the finish is spicy and floral and medic.
It's
what?
Absolutely not floral.
Medicinal. And solvent.
Absolutely
no,
not floral.
I don't agree with what the app is saying. I do. Interesting. It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's smooth. It is. It's unimposing.
I do taste the floral part.
I do not taste floral at all.
Take a big enough gulp. You should be fine. The floral.
This podcast is literally going to turn into us arguing about our taste buds.
That's fine.
Like, because it's literally every week. Whatever. I don't know what the fuck is in your mouth. Like, what? Where do you find floral?
You guys taste things, though. Like, you don't. I don't think you guys taste. Because
he likes Jameson. Like, oh my god.
You like Pravda, apparently.
Ew. No, I rated Pravda and Sky the same. Fam. Both 5 out of 10 for the Pravda and Sky. This one, Gentleman Jack, 7 out of 10. Akashi.
Aren't you biased, also?
Why? How?
Because of the Gentleman's Jack.
Because I like the taste. And I've had it before. But I'm trying to be... super fine, yeah. Akashi, I'm gonna give it maybe a 5 out of 10, to be honest with you. I'm okay with a 5 out of 10. I could drink this again, but it wouldn't be the first choice. It's the same price as the Gentleman Jack. I'm gonna buy the Gentleman Jack over this Akashi.
So, a weird thing's happened. For the first time, I think, in the history of this podcast. I agree.
Hey.
I. The Akashi's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not, it's just meh.
It's,
it tastes very meh. Like, it tastes very...
Nothing special.
Still better than Hay Club? Same
yes,
price?
But that's because Hay Club is actually bad.
Ooh, Hay Club is shit. But Akashi...
Shout out to none of us ever getting a Hay Club sponsorship. Ever.
You know, like, who did that?
Diageo? We are never...
That was a Diageo.
It is a Diageo.
Oh my god.
Diageo. We are never, ever, ever meeting David Beckham's wife.
I don't give a fuck about David Beckham. Oh my god.
I kind of do.
Really?
I mean, she has no bums.
She's a whole skeleton, fam.
She has no bums, but she has like a kind of... She has a dominatrix vibe that I like.
Yeah, but she's got a sulpus face all the time.
Yeah, sulpus face is so nice.
Then you like Elizabeth Hurley as well.
Yes. Yes.
I get the Elizabeth Hurley vibes from her, but I would prefer Elizabeth Hurley over Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, the Akashi is...
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
It's okay. It's not bad.
It's like
it's
and,
okay.
Okay, and also I think part of the problem is because you know when you go, it's not bad. It sounds like you're trying to euphemize, but it's really
it's not bad.
It's the midway.
Yeah.
It deserves a 5 out of 10 spot.
It's like I'd even go as far as to give it 6, but only because I think 6 for me is like a passing grade.
If
like
you're gonna
passes.
Give it 6, then you gotta give the Gentleman Jack 8, then. If that's your 6.
I mean, I would give Gentleman Jack like close to 8, like 7.7. Like I'm wary of giving it 8 just because we're speaking about them in relation to each other rather than in relation to all the things. So yeah, like again, a Courvoisier problem. Akashi's not bad, it's just boring.
Guys, do you know how drunk we got after that Courvoisier episode? Myself and Yulisa got so drunk. It snuck up on us, like we said on the podcast. We didn't take our own advice. And we fucked up because we were finished.
So, yes, that's true. We got... Oh, it was a mess the next day. But... So, I mean, in closing, I think for me, the thing about the Akashi is that it goes back to Courvoisier. You could bring this around some people you don't know, or some people who don't know. We were having a conversation earlier, Uncle Baton and I, talking about jog and how often in offices and stuff, people speak jargon to mask the fact that they don't know what they're talking about. So you will say, you know, the... I use journalistic jargon. They'll say, oh, you know, color pieces. Color means nothing. It just means please... It means kind of fuck all, but like you use it in a kind of way, and people like who don't know what you're talking about are like, oh my god, and then it's like a thing. If people don't know whiskey, you bring this around them, I feel like they go, aye, cool. Or so if
Akashi is a color piece.
It is a color piece. If people either don't know whiskey, or maybe not they don't know whiskey, but they have, remember when with the Cavassier thing where I said where you, if you can't make up your own mind, this is the thing, because if you are the person who's like, I love whiskey and everyone says Japanese whiskey is great, you look at this, you're gonna be like, it's amazing, because it's not gonna go down your throat and burn you, it's not gonna Akashi, do anything, but it's not.
Akashi won't be able to hang with the single malts, but will be able to hang with your mid-level blends, so your Johnny Blacks, your Jameson's, your Telemundo.
My nigga, when we bring the rinds, those rinds we trying to hook up.
Yeah. The Akashi can hang in that in that 250 to 300 level whiskeys. It can hang there. It's okay there. It can't be more than that.
Gifting whiskey.
It's yes, facts. Gifting whiskey. Gifting whiskey.
Gentleman Jack is something you actually want to drink.
I could pay an additional 50 rand for the Gentleman Jack. It's the same price as the Akashi. I don't mind paying 350 for the Gentleman Jack. It's actually quite sharp for the price.
I'm good
value for money in terms of taste.
I'm actually down with that. Like I won't say that because we're gonna review it later, but like I'm down with the Gentleman Jack. Guys, episode 10, Stripperless. Sad times. But Stripperless nonetheless. It's been good. We were supposed to have some conversations and then
we just digressed
wildly left, which is what stays happening, because isn't it, that's what the thing about this thing is. Yep. It's what happens in drunk chats. When have you ever stayed on topic in a drunk chat? So it'd be like that sometimes. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. It's Part-Time Alcoholics. Fuck off.